Tell me about the session recording Danny Boy in the church. I actually went back and I was rereading your autobiography, and in there you mentioned that Rick had found a cathedral that he was interested in working in. That's 6 or 7 years ago or whenever that was written. Is it the same space, and how did you finally get to see that idea through?
Well, we planned it. Every time we talked about recording our sessions to come in California, we talked about we got to put one day aside for the cathedral and record You'll Never Walk Alone and Danny Boy. And I never even considered any other songs except those two. Those two songs we planned to do from the very beginning in a church. And it was the Episcopal Church in Los Angeles that we finally settled on, that had the most beautiful organ, the most beautiful stained glass window, the most beautiful furniture. There's some pictures in the CD, inside the CD, one or two, at least one, of inside the church that show how beautiful it is. But all we wanted was the organ, this beautiful organ, and the song. And I sang Danny Boy, and Ben Martinch played the organ, and sang You'll Never Walk Alone. And they came out exactly the way we'd hoped they did, and the session lasted about 2 hours, and it was over.
Just in and out and got it?
Got it, yeah. Yeah, just exactly the way we had hoped and planned and prayed it would be.
You had talked about using that space on the earlier records.
Yes.
It just hadn't worked out, or just hadn't...
It hadn't worked out on the earlier records. It just, we just hadn't followed through. But we came back to the idea and liked the idea even more this time. And we're more determined than ever to do it. And I'm so glad we did, because it adds an element that I've never had on record before. Never have I had anything like Danny Boy with a church organ. I got to give Elvis credit for some of the spirit and the feeling I had when I recorded it, because I listened to his recording of Danny Boy over and over again before I recorded it, because it's the best, Elvis has the best recording of Danny Boy I'd ever heard.